Hello, LinkedIn family and friends. It is Dave Freeman here, and it's time for your Monday motivation with another edition of Get Fired Up. So this weekend, I got a phone call from an old buddy of mine I hadn't spoken to in quite some time, and we got into talking about New Year's resolutions. And he was telling me how for now a number of years, he's been struggling with his weight, and that once again this year, his New Year's resolution was to exercise more and eat healthier. Common resolution. And he told me, you know, Dave, we're only about 3 weeks or so into the month of January, and I've already broken my resolution more times than I've kept it. And I just don't think I have the self-discipline like you do to get to the finish line, and I'm about to give up. Do you have any advice? And so I said to my friend, I said, it's really not self-discipline. Self-discipline is really a downstream effect of something much bigger. And let me explain. So I told him about how when I was growing up, my grandmother had diabetes very badly. And whenever my grandparents would come over to my house before dinner time, my grandfather and grandmother would go in the powder room and my grandfather would give her an injection of insulin. Well, by the time I got to high school, things were pretty bad, and tragically, my grandmother in her 60s passed away from complications from diabetes. And while that really hit me hard, it was my first experience ever with death, and it really, really had effect on me. But one of the effects it had, though, was actually something pretty positive, and that is I made my mind up. I was determined to do everything in my power that I could control to never let that happen to me if it was all humanly possible. And so at that point, I committed to eat healthy foods every day and to exercise regularly. And that's what I told my friend makes it so easy for me to spring out of bed at 4 a.m. day after day and exercise, often for several hours or more, depending on my workout that day, and why it's so easy for me to eat 8 to 10 servings of vegetables day in and day out and stay away from junk food. So I told him it's this reason, this why, that is so strong that pulls me to the finish line day in and day out. And I asked him, you know, what is your reason for wanting to exercise more regularly and to eat healthier? And he said, well, I want to look better and feel better, right? Sound familiar to some of you? And I said, well, how long has that been your reason for? And he said, well, about 10 years. And I said, see, that's your problem. Your reason, your why is not strong enough like mine is to pull me to the finish line. And so I told him, spend some time tonight and give it some real serious thought as to what your why is that will get you to the finish line, just like mine does. And I said, maybe your why might be something like to be around, to be able to dance at your grandchild's wedding. Or maybe it's to avoid having a massive heart attack when you're in your 50s or your 60s. Or perhaps it's just to reduce your odds of getting cancer. So if any of you are out there, like the vast majority of people, are struggling to keep their New Year's resolution, take some time today and give some thought as to what your why is. Come up with something that is so strong that it'll pull you to the finish line, just like mine does. And if you do that, you are well on your way to nailing your New Year's resolution. So that is your Monday motivation. I hope you are fired up. You have greatness within you, and you can make magic happen. Now get it done.